quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God, love and mercy they're throwing away.
Men are so busy
with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned not the dangers that lie in their path, but to heed not his mercy and to kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily now trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. And those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
It looks like there's not going to be too many that's going to make it, according to the scriptures. Very few will stay the course. It's pretty hard to just stay with it, you know. You start, a lot of people start the journey, but how many endure to the end? It's just, sometimes you just got to face reality. It's just not going to be too many that's going to hang in there. We've had experience with a lot of them. They come in here, they're barely out the door and established in the back. It's not for losers. It's for people that are solid. But me, mate, before we started this journey, before the Lord took us on the journey, we had to go through a lot. We decided we're going to stay the course. We're just going to stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I listened as a man cried out to his gods about in the stone, and it broke my heart to see all the tears he shed alone. For I knew that it was hopeless, and he would not receive an answer from the gods he served that cannot hear or speak. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every path I draw. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. Though I fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before. And I only ask my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like heaven just opened up, and I could hear him say, "Yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? How great it is to serve a living God. Who knows the trip I take and every step I thought. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. Though I fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before, and I only ask my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like heaven just opened up, and I could hear him say, "Yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I thought. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who knows my every tear, and he knows just how I feel." Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious that I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. I met a man one day who looked so down and out. I know because I've been that way before. But I found peace and happiness I can't afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can afford. It's a good life living for the Lord. When I think about the reasons Jesus died, that this promise he can make is only mine, I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Now when I think of all the reasons Jesus died, that his promise he made can all be mine, I get so happy that I can't hold back the joy. It's a good life living for the Lord. Well, it's a good life living for the Lord. It's so wonderful just knowing my reward. Every day is precious love I can enjoy. It's a good life living for the Lord.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus,
just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust, how I prove the more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in
Jesus.
Just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me. Need the healing, cleansing blood. Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self deceit. Just from Jesus, simply taken, life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
The only real peace that I have, there, Lord, is in you.
The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. When all life's frustration, I need you, I know I do. For the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. And all my frustrations, I need you, I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. In all life's frustrations, I need you, I know I do. For the only real peace that I have, there, Lord, is in you.
After all this life is over, and the burdens have been lifted,
and we stand upon a mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. Trials here are sometimes many, and the time may grow weary, till it seems I'll almost stumble, then I'll fall. But the tender hand that leads me, it's the hand that keeps me steady. In my faith I know I'll make it after all. After all that life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon a mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it
after all. By myself cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry if only I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing. Hear the words I hear Him whisper. Just a few more days to labor after all. After all, the life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Gives me faith that I can make it after all. By myself I cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry if only I will call. Just keep trusting, keep on believing. Hear the words I hear Him whisper. Just a few more days to labor after all. After all, the life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing. Gives me faith that I can make it after all. There's a lot of people that have a program, but it's the end of the day that'll tell the difference. I know, you're right. A lot of people, they got programs out there, man. YouTube,
oh, yes.
YouTube is full of them, and it looks good. I sometimes listen to them. I listened to one guy yesterday, and it looked good after he got a lot of things that we have. But when you analyze it, there's a few North Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Not one word about God sending a prophet. The only thing that matters in the church here to lay to see it. We got our North Star, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We got our program is built on the apostles and the prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone.
Yeah.
We have a solid foundation.
Amen.
They don't have a foundation. Man, this guy was good. He's got a lot of people there. The thousands he's got.
Yeah, I see.
And then all around the world on YouTube and everywhere. And he's got a great TV program, and I tell you what, look good, but then you analyze it, and the foundation is wrong. You got the Trinity baptism, mm-hmm. which is the satanic baptism. That's the foundation of Christianity, is Acts 2:38, and they don't have the foundation right. And see, we got at the end of the day, it's what's going to count at the end of the day. When God comes in and He checks everything true, to see if your foundation is right, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
How can the building be right if the foundation is not right?
That's right. There's only two originals. There's Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson in the Church Age of Laodicea. These are originals. But the other ones are just copycats. When you will listen to them, you will find out that they get their teaching from somebody else. Like the one that you were listening to yesterday, he gets most of his teaching, I believe, from somebody called Dwight Pentecost. And he wrote many books. And I went through these books and to see what he really believes in. And see, a lot of that is just intellect. Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson had a revelation, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against that revelation, because it's via the scripture and the word of God. See, the rest of them, they're just guessing. Some things they get right, but for the most part, it's just intellect. And you after a while, when you go through it, you will see and notice the difference. And And they're, like you said, we have a North Star. God had it all in the church later, age of Laodicea, when he sent a prophet. That's what he had. That's what he provided for Laodicea. And anything outside of that, I will tell you, I have studied them. I have gone through their literature. I've gone through their life's work and their writings and things like that. And you will always find it's not by revelation.
It's somebody's ego.
That's right.
Ego is a very powerful weapon.
It is.
People have a very strong spirit, and their ego, like we run into them, we have in our midst. We had that, you take that Wallner, the preacher Dave Wallner, well, his thing is fall by the wayside because I tried to work overtime to convince him and to introduce the message of the hour. Brother Branham, he fought it vehemently. And see, his foundation is going to crumble because he has no North Star. He has nothing to build on. Only thing he has built on is his ego. He's a very powerful, egotistic person.
Yeah, and
they have a very strong spirit, and it's all about themselves.
And one person that I know he listened to was Oral Roberts, because when he was sick, he had Oral Roberts on there for people to listen to. You know, I see, and Oral Roberts was not even like, I don't know what he was, really. He sold out to material gains. Like at one point, he was in line with Brother Branham. But I believe one time he went over to his house, Brother Branham, to Oral Roberts' house, and he saw the wealth there. See, that's what a lot of these preachers do. They sell out for material wealth. And you can see how their network is. And you can really know what's behind it then.
Yeah, we got a solid program. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's going to prove whose words is going to stand. That's all we're about. This is not my program. We didn't wake up one morning and decide that's what we're going to do. Everything that we did and do was directed from the Lord. Like I was telling you, I one time I couldn't sleep at night. I had all this information. I knew that God sent the prophet. I knew all these things. I knew about the Godhead. I knew about baptism in Jesus' name. I knew all these things report, but I didn't have a platform to tell anybody to. I get phone calls and people ask me questions, and I had nowhere to go. And then when 5 o'clock, the Lord wakes me up. He told me, Sam, I want you to start. He just said, why don't you start up a website? And then that's what you're doing today, because it was originated in heaven. It didn't originate because I wanted to feed my ego. I didn't have no ambition to do anything. I'm just waiting on the Lord. And like I say, it's at the end of the day that'll count. There's a tons of progress. The Hutterites have their program. Where did it originate from? You got to go back. Where did that Hutterite program originate from? We went back in history, and we found out exactly where that Hutterite thing originated from. It was a bunch of thugs, a bunch of antichrists started to try to downplay what Martin Luther did in the 1500s when he completely single-handedly put that Roman Catholic Church out of business. And then Satan sent in his thugs to try to downplay what Martin Luther did. That's where the foundation is from that Hutterite church. The foundation only goes back to Jacob Luther back in the day of 1530. You see, Martin Luther came on in 1520, and the devil, he said back, how can I muddy up the picture? How can I confuse everything? So he brings in these Zwinglis and these Jacob Luthers, these Andreas Zeta, powerful people with a big ego, and behind it is the spirit to say that's where that Hutterite program originated from, and it's not going, at the end of the day, it's going to go out to hell and that, because it's not built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The foundation of it is really Nicaea Rome, when you analyze it. The Nicaea Rome is the birth of the Roman Catholic Church. That water baptism and the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If you see a church or a group of people or a program that baptizes in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that's the Roman Catholic baptism. That's not Acts 2:38. And see, when we find out that that group or that program is built on Satan's foundation, well, you know it's not going to stand the test of time. At the end of the day, it's going to crumble. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to, doing what the Lord inspired us to do. This is not our program. And at the end of the day, you're going to find out it's only what God has built that's going to stand, because it's built on divine revelation. This is the church of the living God. That's it's built on. My church will be built on divine revelation. The gates of hell will not prevail against it.
That's right.
That's just the way it is. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory,
hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Like I say, it's the end of the day. There's a lot of people out there that have a program. And like I say, some of them, they look good if you listen to them, but it looks good, man, and that guy listened to it. I tell you, but then we pray about it, and you look at it, you sleep on it, and you take it back to the scriptures, and you analyze it a little bit. What's his foundation? And before you know it, you come up empty, because it's built on somebody's ego, and somebody had an idea. It's not built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. See, the things that we say and do, we tie it back to what Jesus said, this will be eternal life. The reason people go to church, they want eternal life. But see, that person in that pulpit, you got to check him out. He's just a deceiver, because he's just a tool in the hands of Satan to deceive, if possible, even the very elect. That's what you see out there. You get up in the morning, you realize the minute your feet hit the ground, you're walking on Satan's territory, and all of Satan's, even his end time, is weaponry, is a world of mass deception. Everything where you look, you open up your YouTube, you open up, everything is geared for deception. Just that simple. And that's why you and I, we had to go back to these 1520 songs to keep us our spiritual sanity, to keep ourselves in line, because these modern songs, they're part of that gray horse rider. It's all compromised. There's nothing solid anymore, and we're just the way it is.
It's all like gray, like it's really a very gray atmosphere. Everything's so lukewarm.
I had a thought during the night.
2 Corinthians 10:6.
See, it's the natural man is the problem. That's what we got to fight with. I try to stay within the. I started one because stay within the confines of it. Now I, Paul, appeal to you personally, by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. I, who am meek when present among you, but am full of courage toward you, went away. Now I ask that when I am present, I may not have to be with bold with the confidence that I expect. I will dare to use against some who consider us to be behaving according to human standards. For though we live as human beings, we do not wage war according to human standards. For the weapons of our warfare are not human weapons, but are made powerful by God for tearing down strongholds. We tear down arguments and every arrogant obstacle that is raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to make it obey Christ. And here's the scripture. We are also ready to punish every act of disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. It's all about being obedient. It's all about getting rid of rebellion. See, opposite of obedience is rebellion. And he says, we are also ready to punish every act of disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. I don't know if I'll be able to bring it on, but see, it's all about, I don't even know how to say it. See, it's the Father's great pleasure to give us a kingdom. But in order to give us that kingdom, he has to, down here, we're going through this testing ground, we're going through this laboratory, so that at the end of the day, we'll come up worthy to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this whole journey is all about. That's why you and I, we put so much emphasis on the foundation of it, the starting point. The starting point is, this is going to be eternal life that they believe on them whom I will send. The starting point, we got to make sure our foundation is built of the apostles, the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, water baptism in Jesus' name. These are the North Star. These are the foundational principles. And at the end of the day, we just want to be, make sure that we're on the right side of the fence. That's all what this journey through this wilderness here is about. So that at the end of the day, that we'll get we'll have a reward. We'll have something for our labor. But in order to do that, we're going through this world of deception, world of major, mega deception. Like I say, everybody's got a program. Sometimes we listen to them and we tap in, see if you can see where they're at, and to make sure that our stuff is foundational, solid. And that's why, but during the night I was thinking about this obedience. See, each one of us has a spirit of rebellion. God is doing, he's taking and he's tearing down that rebellion that's in each one of us. Some people, they don't rebel as much as some. Like for me, I rebel a lot. I gotta see it myself. There's a spirit of rebellion in each one of us. And what the Lord is doing in order to give us that kingdom, like it said, it's the Father's great pleasure to give us a kingdom. And Jesus said, as my Father gave me my kingdom, that's the way I'm going to give you your kingdom. Jesus was obedient to his Heavenly Father right to the day when he had to go up to Calvary and to the cross to be crucified. He was obedient. He did it voluntarily because his Heavenly Father moved on him to do that very thing for the salvation of mankind. He learned obedience through the things he suffered. And that's what we're trying to do. The Lord is trying to break down our rebellion. Rebelling against the truth. Rebelling against the things of God. Rebelling against the gospel. That's the natural man he rebels against. And he rebels against the fact that God sent the prophet. When they hear us say these things, the people, they chill out. They think if they ignore it, if they chill out and they go listen to somebody else, then somebody that'll tickle their ear, then they're free. But they're not. It's just at the end of the day that's come. At the end of the day, if they haven't got the footing right and the foundation and their program is not built solidly, then at the end of the day, all their work will be in vain and all their works will be burned up. Like I'm telling you about, I met a guy the other day and there administration thing in there, and all he talked about was that Dave Waller, because he's one of his fans. I don't know if he goes to church or not, but he was so inspired with that Dave Waller and his program, and he said everybody should have been at his funeral. It was a hallelujah time. Well, it's a charismatic guy. Dave Waller is a charismatic spirit, and it's all about Dave Waller. I'm not trying to push him down, but I had a lot to do. I had a lot to do with the man, and I'm just trying to set the record straight that he's not
His works will be burned up because it's not built on a solid foundation. And we're talking about today about, you know, about obedience, about tearing down that resistance that each one of us has. We're going to rebel against something. And he was rebelling against the fact that God sent the prophet. I tried to introduce him to it, and he vehemently opposed it. So his foundation is not very solid. If you build on, all he built on was his ego. Because when you accept the fact that God sent the prophet, there is no room for your own ego, because it's a completely different program. And that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to prove to the people that listen that our program is built on the solid foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and that, like I say, it's the end of the day that's going to count. If you're going to do something, if you're going to go through life, make sure that your foundation is solid, and the people that you listen to, be careful who you listen to, be careful how you live. He that hath an ear, let him hear. We're just trying to tell people that where it's at. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for many things you have done for us, Lord. Most of all, we keep repeating it, but it's something that's worth repeating, the fact that you've allowed us to see the truth for this end time, the fact, Lord, that you sent a prophet, the importance of these seven stars that you held in your right hand, and the things that you've shown us over the years, and we just pray for grace to stay solid, to stay focused, and to make sure, Lord, that the things that we say and do are based on scriptural revelation and on truth, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people that might they someday want to listen, Lord. And we just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's just something, you just get it. Like I say, when you listen to somebody's programs out there, each one has a program. Billy Graham had a program. John Hagee has his program. That Livingston I listed yesterday, he's got a program. And then when you go back and you analyze it, I sometimes do that. I check out, and then we check out where his foundation is, how much money he has, and a lot of things. A lot of these people, it's all about their ego, and it's all about money. At the end of the day, if it's their ego, there's always money involved. They're worth millions. I think he's worth about $2-4 million. I don't know. But that's what you have to test. How do you baptize? That's the first thing I asked that Ellen Weave over there, that church I used to go to. I said, how do you people baptize? Baptize in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, by then I already knew that baptism is not the solid baptism. It's Satan's baptism. Back in Nicaea, Rome. You can go back and check. All you gotta do, check in, punch into your computer, Nicaea, Rome, and it'll give you the whole history. What happened 325 AD at Nicaea, Rome? Satan had already managed to downplay Acts 2:38, the birth of the real church, which happened at water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by immersion. And Satan began to tear down that Godhead, and 300 years later he succeeded, and he brought in his own diabolical satanic baptism. Now, for you and I, it's simple. We just find out where that baptism is, and we can tell you in a heartbeat where that foundation is not right. The whole thing is not right, and the whole thing will not take you out to eternal life. There's no eternal life. Anybody that baptizes and the titles, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the foundation there is built on Roman Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And our foundation is built on Acts 2:38 and on the scriptures and on the Word of God, because it's not our program. It's not our it's not our program. It's given by the Lord Jesus Christ. It took us forever and a day, and we didn't even have an ambition to someday do what we're doing here. We were led by the Spirit of the living God simply because one day we went and we lost it all because of the cross of Christ, because of the Word of God. And we were willing to lose it all and to follow Jesus no matter what. And we didn't know what it's going to cost us, but the thing of it is, we lost it all right from the get-go, and then the Lord put us on this journey, and then he found us faithful to continue with the program. He brought us to the ministry Brother Abraham Jackson and Brother Branham here in the 20th century and the Church Age of Laodicea, and we said it over and over again. The Church of Grace each is divided into seven church ages, and we happen to be in the last one in the Church Age of Laodicea. And each church age had an angelic messenger, because you can go over in the first chapter in the book of Revelation, where John, he was on the island of Patmos, and he looked around and he saw Jesus standing there with seven stars in his right hand. And then he went on to explain what these seven stars are. The seven stars that you saw on my right, they're the seven angels to the church ages of Trout of Grace. And all we're doing, we're telling people that want to listen, that our foundation is built on the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. We don't have nothing on our own. Everything that we say and do is built on scriptural principles that we don't have, like I say. We don't have our own program. And it's not driven by an egotistic thing. We're just following what the Lord has put on our heart to do here in these closing days of time. And now he's tearing down our resistance, rebellion. Like I say, each one of us has rebellion. And what the Lord is doing, like I said earlier, it's the Father's great pleasure to give us a kingdom. He wants to give us a kingdom. And then Jesus said, as my Father gave me my kingdom, that's the way I'm going to make sure that you get your kingdom. You're going to have to learn to get rid of rebellion and learn obedience, because there is nobody going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ that has not been qualified by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the God of heaven, that he will be in that category where he will rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the kingdom that God earnestly and desperately wants to give us. But see, first he has to build, tear down that rebellion, because if we doesn't, if we go over into the millennium, it's all about the millennium. It's all about the thousand-year reign of Christ. So that over there, we, like I say, whoever is going to be ruling and reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ, he will have already dealt with his rebellion down here, so that he will not rebel against the Lord Jesus Christ over in the millennium, because there is nobody going to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ that has even the flicker of rebellion, because he's going to see to it that that thousand-year reign of Christ, there is nobody going to be a Lucifer. Like Lucifer, when he was given this planet and everything, he rebelled against God. But see what we're doing here now. We're going through a schooling, and the Lord is flushing all that rebellion out of our heart and out of our system, so that when he, like I say, he wants to give us a kingdom. But before he can give us a kingdom, he's got to get rid of all that rebellion that we have accumulated over the years, that we have inherited from, because Adam and Eve made a wrong choice. We inherited that rebellion from these angels in Jude. We inherited that rebellion from Lucifer. We inherited that rebellion. It's just part of the human nature to rebel against God. And see, that's what we're going through, so that God can break it down, so that he can someday give us that kingdom to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this is all about. And hey, like, I'm just as rebellious as anybody. But as time goes on, I used to be very rebellious over things. But now, as time goes on, the Lord is slowly trying to break down that rebellion, so that someday we will be able to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's why we're down here. We're in a laboratory down here to see if we could be proven to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ. And like I say, when I went on the YouTube yesterday and I see these people, very powerful speakers, and then they got people, they're clapping, they practically worship the guy, and he's got thousands of people listening to him, but when you analyze it, it's nothing but his own egotistic, it's an egotistic trip. That's all it is. They're driven by the spirit of Satan, spirit of an antichrist, built on the foundation of Nicaea Rome, which is water baptism, and the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And you and I, we analyze all these things, because we want to make sure that at the end of the day, that the things that we see and do is solid, is based on Scripture, so that people that listen to us, we will not give them a wrong steer. That's the bottom line. We don't want to give people a wrong steer and send them out to hell and death, like thousands of people, thousands of these programs, the Billy Graham Crusade, the John Hagees of this world, the Benny Hinn's of this world. When you analyze it, at the end of the day, they'll just take the people out to hell and death. Just that simple, because their foundation isn't right. The foundation isn't right, then the whole thing is kaput. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Jesus said, not my will be done, but yours. He went to the crucifixion, you know. He said, not my will, but your will be done. And that's the way every human being should submit their will to God instead of trying to make their programs working, because in the end it's going to all be exposed anyway. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:10, according to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. So you have to be a wise master builder. Mm-hmm. I have laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Now, that's the scripture that went over and over during the night. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Each builder's work will be plainly seen, for the day will make it clear, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what kind of work each has done. We didn't do our own thing. We're just letting people know what God has done in this hour. In the Laodicea hour, he sent a prophet to bring us back to that very foundation that Paul talks about, that foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not about this Trinity out there. When you go to places, you see the Holy Trinity Church, mm-hmm. the Holy Trinity Church, the St. Mary's Church. See, this is all built on a wrong foundation, and it's going to be burned up. And those people that promote it, their works are too will be burned up. There's not going to be anything left, because it's not built on that foundation that Paul talks about here. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. He clearly says, take heed how you build upon. In the end, it's going to all be exposed. Like these preachers out there, their works are going to be exposed of what sort it was. And most of all, most of them, it's going to be wood, hay, stubble. Mm-hmm. Because that's what it's all about. Their own intellect, their own idea. Not like Jesus said, thy will be done. See, we don't have our own thing to build on. We're building on what's clearly been given to us in Laodicea. And we're not trying to make something of ourselves, because there's nothing there to make something of. We only want people to know what God has done, what the Lord Jesus is that Jesus was being revealed in the church age of Laodicea, and it was through Brother Branham and Brother Jax that minute that Jesus Christ was being revealed, that real foundation that had been lost in 325 A.D., that Trinity water baptism came in effect, and that's wrong. That is a wrong. That's going to all be burned up, because it's not on that real foundation, and it's going to all be exposed of what everybody's works is.
Amen to that. See, back a few years back, this COVID came through town, through around the world. This COVID was sent. It was a test. Before that COVID came in, about 2 months before that COVID came, the Lord gave me a scripture. He just woke me up one night and gave me Psalm 91, or where it says, there'll be no pestilence come nigh your dwelling. It just won't touch you. And here when that COVID came, like when the Lord gave me that scripture, I didn't know really why he would give me that scripture, Psalm 91, but I read it over and over and over again. You can go read Psalm 91 for yourself. and it'll tell you in there what it says in there. The pestilence will come nigh to your place, but it will come not near you. It won't affect you. And then, 2 months later, here comes this COVID, and we were sitting here, and you had to wear a mask to go in the store and all that stuff. But see, that COVID never did touch us, because the Lord had given me Psalm 91 to protect me it's the red of the Lord. I think he gave you a scripture on it, what it's all about. Go home and rest until his indignation is over. That COVID thing, that was God's indignation. He was testing people to see how what their faith is like, because the Lord knew there was a lot of phonies out there, a lot of pretenders, and a lot of people, they died under that COVID. Like I've talked to you about that Dave Walden. I don't want to speak against the guy. I know him personally. I went to his church there, but I could tell it's all about his ego. I know him. Like I say, you got to know a person personally. It was never about the Lord Jesus Christ. It was all about himself. And the Lord gave me a scripture at the time I was with him. His whole environment, his whole thing is built on his ego, and it's not going to be, at the end of the day, it's not going to be nothing but wood, hay, and stubble, and his works will be all burned up. If you put your trust in him, like that guy I run into the other day, he couldn't stop talking. He even got very excited about at that funeral, and I just thought to myself, as he was talking, well, if he's a man of God, how come that COVID took him away? And when God's indignation came true, that COVID thing took him out, and he's no more. His whole thing is collapsed, because his foundation, he didn't have his foundation, right? And the Lord proved it by allowing that COVID to come his way. That COVID didn't use as much as touch it. We didn't take no shot. We didn't take nothing. We didn't even, wherever we could, we didn't wear no mask. And in fact, we even got a ticket for not wearing a mask when we went to the store. And like I say, because our foundation is solid, the proof is in the pudding. That these things, they did not touch us. If there was a decision to make between Dave Walden's program and our program, well, the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. Dave Walden's program, it didn't last. You know, it was mm-hmm. taken out when the time for testing came.
Yeah.
And just to let people know, there's a lot of programs out there. There's a lot of people out there with us. They can speak 10 times better than we can speak.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to prove to people that what we're saying is built on biblical principles. And you can follow us, or you can follow truth. You can do whatever you want. We're just proving to the people that we're associated with that the things that we say, you know, they're solid, and you can take it to the bank, because at the end of the day, because it's going to stand the test of time, because mm-hmm. it's built on the foundation. If you haven't even got the foundation right, if you haven't even got the baptism is right, the baptism and the foundation is Acts 2:38, and the fact that God sent the prophet, these are all just biblical foundational principles that we're building on. And here's another thing, it's not our program. We wait on the Lord. The Lord is what's driving this force. He's the one that told us to start up this website. He's the one that told us to get up early in the morning around 5 o'clock and start the day with prayer. He's the one that opened up that we should sing these songs every morning to keep us in line. He's the one that told us to start this website up and to have these daily breads. He's the one that's driving it. At the end of the day, it's his work. It's not our work. It's not a, then because it's his work, he's the one that's going to prove at the end of the day. And he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful sir, if we go and endure to the end. Right now, I'm not talking about tearing down the rebellion. Everything has to be surrendered to the will of the Lord Jesus Christ so that he can use us for his glory, because in it there is no room for my will.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're working towards. But see, he's got to tear down that rebellion. I'll just be honest with you. I'm just as rebellious as anybody. And what God has been doing in my life for the last 30, 40 years, tear down that rebellion so that someday he will be able to fill that scripture. It's the Father's great pleasure to give us a kingdom. And And like I say, Jesus said, as my Father gave me my kingdom, so will I give you your kingdom. And what he did, he said, the Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered, and the things that we suffer, it's supposed to tear down our rebellion. Once that rebellion is complete, then God can use us for his glory. It's all about rebelling. It's all about rebelling against the truth, like I say, about the day one. I told about God sent a prophet, and he fought it vehemently, and he even started. Oh, man, he didn't want no part of that. Because, and then when you come to the fact, then realize that God sent the prophet, there is no more room in there for your ego. Because your ego has to go, because you have to listen to what somebody else has to say. You think about your own program. Your own program ain't going to fly, because we don't have our own program. That's why we keep saying, thy will be done. That's been my prayer ever since the Lord saved me. Lord, let me find my place in Christ. And Lord, help me to be faithful to what you've called me to do. And this is my prayer to this very day. Because I don't want to go at the end of the journey here and your life. I don't want to come up empty-handed. I want to have something that's worth taking over on the other side for. And the final, the last thing that has to go is that rebellious spirit that each one of us had inherited the fall of Adam and Eve. It's just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just pray, Lord, help us to reach that place where our obedience is complete, where there's nothing in us, Lord, that has any ambitions, and just submit all of our will and all of our ways to you, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words, just like Paul said, like we don't come with elegant speech, Lord, with fancy words and highfalutin teachings, Lord, but we just come humbly before you, Lord, and pray that you would use our lips, our voice, Lord, to speak, and that your power and your might may be made manifest, Lord. We just pray, Lord, take these words, let them speak to the hearts of people, Lord, and bring them into obedience in you, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.